on page 16, the last sentence in the second paragraph says, therefore, in order to save themselves, both must follow the instruction of Sri Yukadashaka and thus bring peace to the world. Next paragraph. Human beings are not meant for quarreling like cats and dogs. They must be intelligent enough to realize the importance of human life and to realize the aim of human life. The Vedic literature is meant for humanity and not for the cats and dogs. Cats and dogs can kill other animals for food, and for that there is no question of sin on their part. But if a man kills an animal for the satisfaction of his uncontrolled taste buds, he is responsible for breaking the laws of nature, and therefore he must be punished.
Correct. This is the responsibility of human life. The responsibility of human life, ordinarily you can understand, several times I've explained also, that even the state laws, they are meant for the human citizen. If a cat or a dog transgresses the law, there is no punishment or no arrest. Just like on the road, the direction is that when there is red light, you must stop your car. But if your dog passes in spite of the red light, he is not punishable, because it is animal. Therefore, human life has got a very great responsibility. If you do not execute that responsibility, then by the laws of nature, again you are put into the cycle of cats and dogs. You cannot say that, no, sir, I'm not going to be cat again. No, the law is very strict. Daividhisa gunamai mamamaya dhurutvaya. You cannot surpass the laws of material nature. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. You cannot transgress any law. You know that even for your personal, if you eat more, then immediately you are diseased, will be sick. You cannot transgress. Very nice thing, if you want to eat more, then next day you'll have to starve, you'll be sick. You have to accept exactly the same thing as it is allotted to you by the law. You cannot transgress. Therefore, you have got very good. The only responsibility is that this human form of life is offered to us, to a living entity, for understanding, self-realization, athātam brahma-jigyāsa. This is the Vedanta Sutra. Now this is the time for self-realization, Brahma. Brahma is the Supreme Spirit, or the part and parcel spirit, Brahma. God is called also Brahma, but he is Parabrahma. The Mayavadi philosopher, they cannot distinguish why this word is there, Parabrahma. Parabrahma means the Supreme Brahma. And Brahma is spirit. So we are also Brahma. Krishna is also Brahma, but he is Parabrahma. Nitya Nityana, Chetana Chetanana is the chief Brahma. Just like in our ordinary life, everywhere we have got some chief man, a leader. Just like you have accepted me as your leader. Similarly, the leaders of the leader, leaders of the leader, go on, searching out. When you come to Krishna, he is the leader of everyone. That is Krishna. That's all. Ishara Parama Krishna. Everyone is Brahma or God, whatever you say. Ishara, but nobody is Parama. Parama means supreme. I can be controller of this institution. The president can be controller of this country, but nobody can claim that I am the supreme controller. That is not possible. That is only for Krishna. That post is for Krishna. Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vidya. So, he is controlling everything. It is stated in the Shastra, just like the bull or the horse is controlled by the rose. It is bound up in the mouth or in the nose. The driver is pushing little this way, immediately he has to turn this way. He is so powerful, he is so stronger than the driver. But in spite of the strength, he is managed to be kept in such a way as soon as the driver pushed like this, immediately. He cannot say, the animal cannot say, no, I shall go this way. No. Similarly, Krishna, by the reins of the laws of nature, is keeping everyone under the control. The laws of nature, as soon as pushed this way, you have to go this way. This way, you have to go this way. You cannot say, I cannot go. This is the understanding of Krishna consciousness. Foolish people, rascal people, they are claiming to be independent. Nobody is independent. Nobody can be independent. His constitutional position is to be dependent. But if he keeps himself dependent under Krishna, then he is happy. Otherwise, he will have to be dependent of Maya and suffer. All right. Thank you. He is responsible for breaking the laws of nature, and therefore he must be punished. Okay. Thank you.